You're listening to SBS News.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia has fully launched its long-feared full-scale offensive to take control of Ukraine's east.
Now we can already state that Russian troops began the battle for the Donbas, for which they have been preparing for a long time. A significant part of the entire Russian army is now concentrated on this offensive. No matter how many Russian troops are driven there, we will fight. We will defend ourselves and we will do it every day. We won't give up anything Ukrainian. And we don't need anything foreign.
At least 7 people have been killed near the city of Lviv following Russian airstrikes at a Ukrainian army logistics center. Russian Defense Ministry spokesman Major General Igor Konashenkov says the airstrike destroyed a large number of Ukraine's foreign-supplied weapons.
On the morning of the 18th of April, Russian Aerospace Forces high-precision air-launched missiles struck the 124th United Center for Resupplies of the Ukrainian Forces Logistic Command in the Lviv area. A logistics center was destroyed along with large shipments of foreign weapons sent in the past 6 days to Ukraine by the US and European countries located there. Additionally, a large ammunition warehouse was destroyed in the area of Kyiv region's Vosilky.
Russia has strongly complained about the increasing flow of Western weapons to Ukraine, with some Russian media saying the supplies amount to direct Western engagement in the fight against their government. Lviv Governor Maxim Kozetsky says what was struck was a civilian petrol station.
Speaking about the fatalities, 7 people died, 11 were wounded, according to initial reports. At the moment the debris is being dealt with, perhaps the figure is not yet finalized. That was a barbaric attack on automobile service station. It's a purely civilian facility.
In recent weeks, Russia declared the capture of the Donbas would be its main goal of the war after its attempt to storm Kyiv failed. Ukrainian Defense Ministry spokesman Colonel Alexander Mutuzianik named the regions of the most intense hostilities and gave an update about the military situation in Ukraine.
The occupier is preparing for an offensive in eastern Ukraine to establish complete control over the Donetsk and Luhansk region's territory and ensure the stability of the land corridor with the occupied territory of the Crimea Autonomous Republic. So far, the aggressor has almost completed the regrouping of military troops to conduct an offensive in the eastern operational zone. The strengthening of the offensive group is due to the transfer of additional Russian military units.
On the same day as the intensified attacks, President Zelensky handed to the EU envoy in Kyiv a completed European Union questionnaire in support of its application for membership to the bloc. Mr. Zelensky says it was the first step in his campaign to obtain accelerated membership to the European Union.
We understand this is a formal step of Ukraine towards the European Union. We understand our people have been mentally in Europe for a long time with their hearts and souls there. Nevertheless, every country must take this path. Unfortunately, we're going through it during such a tragic period. Many people with European mentalities are losing their lives on this path.
The blank questionnaire had been delivered to the Ukrainian president in early April by European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen during her first visit to Kyiv since the war started. She said at the time that a decision on whether Ukraine would be considered a candidate could come within weeks. Meanwhile, the United Nations aid chief Martin Griffiths says humanitarian ceasefires between Ukrainian and Russian forces in Ukraine are not imminent, but may be possible soon.
Ceasefires won't, they're not on the horizon right now. But they may be in a couple of weeks. They may be a little bit longer than that. And it will all depend on two things. The war, of course, where that's going. Your guess is as good as mine. And the talks. Because I'm absolutely sure that it's only on the basis of some minimum confidence building that might come out of those talks, and I'm being hopeful here, as opposed to objective, that you will see the beginning of the Russian Federation turning its eyes on potential ceasefires. So we need to watch the talks very, very carefully.
Mr. Griffiths met senior officials in Moscow and Kyiv this month to discuss UN aspirations for humanitarian ceasefires and ways to improve a system to notify the sides of evacuation and humanitarian supply movements. Russia's spokesman Dmitry Peskov blames the Ukrainian side for the poor progress, saying they aren't consistent on agreed points and their position often changes.
Indeed, contacts continue at the expert level within the framework of the negotiation process. I would also like to remind you of the president's words that, unfortunately, the Ukrainian side does not demonstrate much consistency on the agreed points, and the position often changes. And of course, the progress dynamics in the negotiation process leaves much to be desired. But the military operation continues.
About 4 million Ukrainians have fled the country, cities have been shattered, and thousands have died since the start of the invasion on the 24th of February. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.